the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Hold on to your hats, folks. Here he comes.
He spent 25 years as a leader and coach on the basketball court and now is ready to help coach you to achieve your retirement goals.
Looking at the new reality, what's happening today, what's happening in the future compared to the old reality, things have changed.
He is joined each week by his son and business partner, Granger Hughes.
It's very, very important to show a client, here's the possibility of where we could be, here's where we have been, and here's how we get there.
Put the coach on your team, working through the X's and O's of a customized retirement strategy.
That's what Granger and I do again on a day-to-day basis, is try to educate people and let them know what their options are.
Everybody's ready to go. He's ready to go. I'm ready to go. And you're ready to go.
This is the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Good morning and welcome to the Retirement Playbook with the father-son team of Rick and Granger Hughes. Well, half of the father-son team of Rick and Granger Hughes this week. Granger is out of town. My name is Chris Swan. Thank you so much for joining us. Our phone number is 423-664-4203, 423-664-4203, and online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. The Hughes Retirement Group has offices in Cleveland, Chattanooga, Birmingham, Knoxville, but the number is the same, 423-664-4203. I want you guys listening out there to think of retirement kind of like a recipe. There's a lot of ingredients that go into it. You've got your pension, your possibility of a pension, you've got Social Security, you've got 401k accounts, you've got IRAs, all manner of number of ingredients, and you have to follow that recipe, that retirement plan. And the good news or the bad news, however you want to look at it, is that it's not one of those crockpot, set it and forget it things. It is a living, breathing thing where there's a lot of moving parts in it that have to change as different factors come up in retirement. And the Hughes Retirement Group can help you set that recipe and work with you through that recipe. It all starts with a complimentary retirement strategy. And again, you can get it started with 423-664-4203. We've got a lot that we're going to cover on the show today. But before we start, Rick, how you doing, man? Flying solo there. Granger's chair is empty. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well, Chris. I'm trying to figure out how's he get a day off, and I'm sitting here, you and I today, working. You and I need to figure that out.
Is it time for us to go and start the millennial bashing early? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But Granger, I hope you're doing well wherever you are. But Rick, you're doing well?
Doing very well, Chris.
I'm glad to hear it. Let's go ahead and jump into the show here, because at the end of last month, the Fed bumped a key interest rate a quarter point higher, and we're told to expect another rate hike come December. So these rate hikes, they make a lot of news, but I've always wondered, how do they actually affect us as individuals?
Well, you know, there's good and bad in the rate hikes. You know, in our classes, we talk about all the time when the Federal Reserve raises those rates, where it really affects American taxpayers is the interest on the national debt. Now, we know that is $21 trillion now. Back in 2005, I think the interest rate was about 5.5%. And today it's right around getting close to 2.25%, I believe, presently. Back then, though, you had a national debt of about $5 trillion. So that could hurt us. That could be a negative thing. Another negative thing is if you have credit cards, if you have variable loans instead of having a fixed loan, home equity lines of credit, obviously that's going to affect you in a negative way. You're going to be paying more interest. So if you have credit cards, if you have things out there that potentially you could pay off, and I know that's not always the case, especially in a home, I would encourage you to do that or begin paying down more, applying more to principal. Now, on the positive side, if you have a savings account, if you have CDs, you've begun to see, banks advertising that their interest rates are higher now. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll give you more on a CD. So there's positive and negatives in that. And again, we're looking at the Federal Reserve raising the interest rate probably another quarter point sometime in December. They have indicated that probably the new year, 2019 early, they'll look at raising it a couple times. And they're saying right now they probably will not raise it beyond that in 2019 because they don't want to throw us into a recession. So we'll see how it goes. But again, keep in mind, if you have credit cards and things out there that you can pay down, I would strongly encourage you to do that.
A lot of different factors that go into it, good and bad here, and how it could affect your retirement. Again, sitting down, speaking with the Hughes Retirement Group, they can help you figure out how this will affect you. Again, the interest rate hike that just happened at the end of the month and then the ones coming down the line that we already know about. 423-664-4203. That's the number to speak with Hughes Retirement Group. 423-664-4203. Also online, HughesRetirementGroup.com. Now, according to a recent CBS Money Watch article, if you're not savvy about Medicare, this is an important time because we are here in October, you could fall into several traps that would cost you thousands in uncovered medical expenses. Rick, how do you guys help clients navigate that, you know, sometimes, honestly, often confusing world of Medicare.
Chris, that is part of retirement planning. You know, I think a lot of financial advisors out there, one thing they do is help grow their clients' money, which is a good thing, obviously, but they may not do anything beyond that, where we're helping with Medicare supplemental options, taxes, estate planning, and so forth. But let's talk about just Medicare in itself right now. The annual election period, most people would call that the open enrollment period, but the government established the annual election period from October 15th to December 7th. What does that mean? It means if you are presently in a Medicare plan, that you can make changes during that time period, and whatever change you make, it will go into effect January 1st. Now, what kind of changes can you make? You may want a Medicare supplement, or what is called a Medigap. That is where you have original Medicare and you're purchasing a Medicare supplement plan to fill in the gaps where Medicare does not pay. Now, when you do those, Chris, you need a prescription drug plan to go along with that, because that supplement does not provide for Part D prescription drug coverage. And that's important because you need to know, okay, what's the name, dosage, and frequency of that prescription that you take, because mm-hmm. there's hundreds of plans out there, and you want to make sure you're getting the correct one, not just based on what the premium cost is, but you need to make sure that that particular plan covers your prescription on the drug formulary. So those are things that we look at. Now, I'll go a step further. You also have an advantage of potentially purchasing a Medicare Advantage plan. That is called Part C. Most people know what Part A is on your Medicare card and Part B.
Mm-hmm.
Part D, yes, most people know that because it's prescription drug. But Part C is a Medicare Advantage plan. There are some plans out there that cost you zero premium. I did not say free. It's a zero premium. And what happens on that is if you choose one of those plans, Medicare will pay that private company to manage your health care. Most of those plans come with prescription drug coverage. The difference is you have copays. So any service that you're going to get, like an MRI, you're going to see your specialist, maybe you're going to need durable medical equipment, things like that, then you would pay for that service, each copay for that particular service. So there's different strategies and different things that you can do. And this time coming up, October 15th to December 7th, that is the time for you to make changes. If you're turning 65, you have an open enrollment period 3 months prior to your birthday month, the month of your birthday, and 3 months after. So it's a different time period. So, yes, it can be very confusing. Give us a call at our office. We'll be more than glad to sit down with you and discuss your different supplemental options, because we are a broker's office, which means we represent pretty much every major insurance carrier out there.
We're fast approaching that annual election period. Again, October 15th through December 7th. So this time next week, it'll be right there on our door. HughesRetirementGroup.com, 423-664-4203. That's how you sit down. You speak with the Hughes Retirement Group and help plan this out for you, again, in this annual election period. These are the kind of things that Rick and Granger cover in their retirement courses, The New Reality in Retirement. It's kind of a broad educational course. Unfortunately, the last courses, I think you guys said the plan for the year just wrapped up, but that educational angle that Hughes Retirement Group, that Rick and Granger take with those classes, with this show, extends beyond that, and it goes into their office as well, where they want to make sure that when you walk into their office and you sit down and you speak with them, you're informed, that you know exactly what you are paying for, how much you are paying for, and then the pros and cons of it. Again, just sitting down and speaking with them, simple phone call, 423-664-4203 is the number. Now, we've talked before about how fees can eat away at your retirement savings. Vanguard founder Jack Bogle says what you pay compared to what you get doesn't really make much sense.
Well, you have to rely on somebody to get out of compound interest table and look at the impact over an investment lifetime. Do you really want to invest in a system where you put up 100% of the capital, you're the mutual fund shareholder, you take 100% of the risk, and you get 30% of the return?
So, Rick, I'm not going to lie, that doesn't sound like a very great deal. How do you help your clients get a better return from their 401k?
Well, what we're going to do, Chris, we're going to sit down with folks and basically test their portfolio. We use a third-party company as Morningstar to find out what their risk versus reward is. What we look at is when we typically do that, and when we do our classes, Chris, we'll ask folks, have you ever had your portfolio tested? And no one ever responds that they have. They really don't understand what we're talking about at that time until we get more detailed. And when they bring their portfolio in, we'll begin taking a look at it. We'll test it. And we can actually test each fund that they may have. So they find out then and there that a lot of times that a particular fund or funds will have much more risk than it will have reward. And so one way you can adapt and hopefully help your 401k is whoever is managing that account, typically they're going to ask you, are you conservative? Are you moderate? Are you aggressive? That's what's going to dictate how they're going to help fund that account. So that's very important to know what funds potentially are getting you the most reward. And every 3 months, every quarter, you know, when you get that statement, that is the time to look at it and potentially look at making changes. Now, again, a lot of people will use variable annuities in this situation. And they'll, if from a 401k, if they're rolling a 401k over, you have high fees. I think on last week's show we talked about that. The national average is 3.4%. Mm-hmm. That is high, high fees. And again, we do variable annuities here. We're not saying they're bad. It just depends on what your situation is and what you're looking for. But it's very important to know, you know, it's like if you and I are going to go buy a car, we want to know what bells and whistles it has or possibly what it does not have, what's going to be the cost. And usually we get a little detailed in that and ask a few more questions and look at the sticker and try to find out, is this the vehicle for us? And I think in retirement, most people, again, just kind of say, here it is. Here's my money. I'm not going to look at it until I need to take it. And then what happens is, possibly your portfolio does not perform the way that you want it to.
I remember when the last time that I bought a car, I did a lot of research. I went to popularmechanics.com. I went to the dealership back and forth. I would say it was more than a 3-week process. And, you know, when it comes to my wife, when she's planning vacations for us, it is sometimes 4 or 5 months where she's just planning ahead of time. When it comes to retirement, it sounds to me like some people don't put as much time as they put into, say, researching a car or researching their vacation, plan for their vacation when it comes to retirement, which, let's face it, a car, you know, if you're lucky, you know, 5-10 years retirement, we're talking 20-30 years in retirement. And so it just seems more important to be informed about that and know exactly what you're doing in retirement, what your plans are for retirement, and how much you're paying in fees in retirement. And that's why it's important to sit down with some professionals, sit down with the Hughes Retirement Group, with Rick and Granger, and just break down exactly what you're doing and know how much you're paying for and assessing whether or not that is worth it or if there's tweaks that you can make to make your retirement more ideal. 423-664-4203 is the number. 423-664-4203. Also online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. Don't forget, when you call to ask about getting started with that complimentary retirement strategy, 423-664-4203.
And Chris, what we want to offer this week for the first 5 callers that call in, we'll test your portfolio. We'll find out what your risk versus reward is and possibly be able to help you that you can go ahead and begin to make adjustments to your portfolio. So give us a call, first 5 callers. We'll set up a free consultation for you to review your portfolio and test that.
Just kind of an x-ray on your portfolio there. For the first 5 callers, you heard Rick, 423-664-4203, 423-664-4203. Really get into the detail and know exactly what you're paying for and why you're paying for it. Again, for the first 5 callers, that complimentary portfolio analysis, 423-664-4203. Now, Rick, you guys have helped countless people prepare for life after the work world at the Hughes Retirement Group. What are some of the common mistakes and myths that you've seen that can hinder a successful retirement?
Well, there's a survey done by Nationwide Financial Services, and they indicate 72% of the respondents worried that Social Security would run out of money in their particular lifetime. Social Security right now is scheduled in 2032, 2033, depending on who you listen to exhaust their trust fund. And what that would mean is that for every dollar, it would be reduced down to 75 cents. Now, that's what we're being told today. We know how our politicians typically work. They wait till the 11th hour to begin working on things. So, again, that is something for everyone out there to be concerned with, because I think most of us that are working are depending on Social Security at some point in time in our lifetime. Also, half of the respondents were not aware that Social Security benefits are guaranteed for life, and they're indexed for inflation. You know, if we go back and look at this past year, I think everyone received a 2% raise on their Social Security. Mm-hmm. This year, they're projected, and when I say this year, 2019, projected to be 2.8%, which is keeping up with inflation, of course. Before that, you know, we were seeing raises of 0.3 and sometimes not even a raise at all. So when you talk about inflation, that was affecting folks out there. And so, again, when it comes down to looking at different things on Social Security, that's important to know, when should I take my Social Security? I think some people think, you know, I'll go ahead and take it at age 62 because I've paid into the system. But if you begin to look, Chris, over the lifetime, if someone lives into their mid-80s, even early 90s, they've left a lot of money on the table. So, again, I think that's important to sit down with someone like Granger and I to begin to look at your Social Security and see how to maximize the strategy that can give you the most money in a lifetime.
A lot of people think that just claiming it as soon as possible is the best way to maximize your Social Security, when that's not always the case. Again, everyone's situation is different, and there's a lot of different factors to break in there. But the Hughes Retirement Group will be happy to sit down and speak with you and weigh the pros and cons of the ideal time to elect to take your Social Security and the right claiming strategy for you on that. 423-664-4203 is the number, 423-664-4203. One of the big factors there, I think, is longevity. You know, we say week in and week out, people are living longer, and that's not just something that we're just saying. That is fact. You know, think about when Social Security was first put into place, we're talking people were living another 5 years or so after they claim Social Security. But now we're talking, it's a reality when we talk about the 20, 30, sometimes even 40 years in retirement. That's not in jest. I mean, you do have that potential. And that number one fear that people have of possibly running out of money in retirement, again, that is something, if you factor longevity into it, the Hughes Retirement Group can hopefully lay those fears to bed for you. 423-664-4203, 423-664-4203. Don't forget, if you're one of the first five callers to call today, Rick offered the complimentary portfolio analysis, where the Hughes Retirement Group will sit down and break down exactly what you've got in your portfolio and what you're paying for and why you're paying for it, for the first five callers. 423-664-4203. Now, Rick, I want to touch back on something that you said a little earlier. You guys have utilized, in some people's retirement plans, their retirement strategies, annuities, but you did say that it's not right for everybody. And that just goes to show that it's not a one-size-fits-all cookie-cutter situation, cookie-cutter approach when it comes to sitting down and speaking with the Hughes Retirement Group and working out your retirement strategy. You guys listening out there, there's different types of strategies out there, different types of plans they can work in to make your retirement as ideal for you as possible. All it takes to begin that is to sit down and speak with the Hughes Retirement Group. 423-664-4203. 423-664-4203. Now, Rick, I want to go ahead and talk about what it's like when people call and they set up that initial appointment, that initial meeting with you guys, and they come in and they speak with you guys. And since there is an empty chair there, Granger being out for the day, let's go ahead and fill that with, again, keeping it in the family, Mrs. Wendy Hughes, Rick, your wife, Granger's mother, and as important, I think, the CFO of Hughes Retirement Group. Wendy, how are you doing? And if you don't mind talking a little bit about what people can expect when they come and they speak and they do that initial meeting with Hughes Retirement Group.
Well, hey, I'm doing great. One of the things that I love about our office when people do come in is, as a consumer, and I listen to the radio and I watch TV, and I hear people say, you don't want an annuity, you don't want this strategy, that sort of thing. And those companies usually only deal with that particular strategy, so they, I guess, undercut the other strategies. The thing that I love about our office is that when you come in here, we try to suit to what you want. And so we offer a lot of different strategies, and they can talk about different ways that they can help you grow your money. Whatever your need is, they try to detail something specific for you, which is very unique. And they don't have to cut one product or one strategy down, because they want to do what's best for you. So they lay out a whole simple plan, and that's what he's offering for the five callers today. That if you come in, they look at your whole portfolio and see what is best for you. They ask questions to you. What do you want? What do you need? What do you want in your future? What do you need in your future for yourself or your family or your grandchildren, that sort of thing. So that's one of the things that I love about what we do.
And this seems like a pretty good time to mention that Rick and Granger are fiduciaries, which means that they will act in your best interest, kind of what Wendy was talking about there. They don't have a certain product or a certain thing that they are pushing just to benefit them. It's whatever works best for you guys listening out there, to make your retirement, again, as ideal as possible. So Rick and Granger acting in your best interest. Much like with their retirement classes, don't be shy for asking questions, because there are no stupid questions. When we're talking about your retirement, Rick and Granger want to make sure that you are comfortable with the decisions that you make. And if you have questions about a certain retirement strategy, don't be afraid to ask them. They can help weigh the pros and cons, especially if you're one of the first five callers today. That retirement portfolio analysis, complimentary, 423-664-4203. 423-664-4203. Also online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. So, Rick, throughout the show today, you've kind of danced around it. And, well, not danced around it, but let's go ahead and delve into it a little bit more here. A lot of financial planners out there, they work on just growing your money. But when you come and sit down and you speak with Hughes Retirement Group, again, with offices in Cleveland, Chattanooga, Knoxville, Birmingham, it is more than just making your money grow for you. There's a lot of different things that you guys help out with in retirement. And if you don't mind breaking that down a little bit here.
Yeah, we're going to be very detailed, Chris. We're going to find out the three buckets of money, how much money you have in taxable, tax-deferred, and tax-free. We're going to find out what your goals are in retirement. You may be 10 years away from retirement, but you probably have some goals right now, and those could change as time goes on. How much money are you going to need in retirement? Social Security is one of those that we've talked about on this show today. And we're going to try to find out, again, how much Social Security that you're going to be receiving and what age you're going to take that. We're going to ask you, do you believe taxes are going to have to go up in the future in order to pay for all the entitlement programs? If you do, that's going to help us decide, you know, which bucket of money you need your funds in. What about estate planning? You know, have you developed a will? Have you developed a trust? Our team here can help you in that area. And then we're going to look for the unplanned health care expenses, such as long-term care. Right now in Hamilton County in the Chattanooga area, the median average is $94,000 a year.
Wow.
So that's a lot of money, and you don't want to cut into all the your retirement savings and basically be in a position where you have to self-pay that it could affect the spouse. So, Chris, when we sit down with someone, it's not about just growing your money. Obviously, we want to grow your money. That's very, very important. But we're going to try to help you, again, develop a retirement plan in a lot of those areas I just mentioned that will help you and your family in the future and take away, hopefully, the fear of running out of money in your lifetime.
It goes back to what I talked about at the beginning of the show, where retirement is kind of like a recipe. And Rick and Granger, the whole Hughes Retirement Group, they will help out with that. You are ultimately the chef of your retirement. Let's say that they're the sous chefs, and they can help out with the other factors in there, like Social Security and Medicare and the possible need for long-term care, things like that. All it takes is a simple phone call. 423-664-4203. One more time, 423-664-4203, or online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. That's how you get started to make your retirement as ideal as possible. You've been listening to The Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes, or Rick and Wendy Hughes this week. My name is Chris Vaughn. As always, I want to thank you guys for listening. And before we go, as always, Rick, I want to give you the last word.
Chris, I want to remind our listeners, as we always do, remember, if you don't have a plan for your money, the government does.
You've been listening to The Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. Tune in again next week at this same time for more information on building a customized retirement strategy. You can contact Hughes Retirement Group at 423-664-4203 or online at HughesRetirementGroup.com.
The information covered today is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. It is not, however, intended to provide specific legal or tax advice. It cannot be used to avoid tax penalties or to promote, market, or recommend any tax plan or arrangement. You are encouraged to consult your tax attorney or advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Riders may be available at an additional cost. Product and features may vary from state to state. For full details on how life insurance works, including fees, expenses, and costs, contact our office at 423-664-4203.
Rick and Granger Hughes are investment advisor representatives of Retirement Wealth Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Licensed in Tennessee, numbers 927054 and 998505. Annuity guarantee. Guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Dixon Insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.